And it's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing just fine. This has been such an amazing winter. How can anybody not just be amazed at it? Not everybody appreciates it, but wow, what a winter. Weather Service in Duluth this past week, they've been coming out with very interesting information all along. A lot of it was talking about December. Well, now we're taking a look at the combination of December and January. And it turns out that we got to see how things are for the past week, for the last week of January. But it turns out that this could be one of the coldest combination December-January's on record. And the records go back almost 150 years. So that is very, very impressive. Definitely, we are having the coldest January in 20 years, and you combine that with one of the coldest Decembers, and wow, we are getting a really interesting combination. It looks like, as it stands right now, it will be the third coldest. The other statistic, which I find is so amazing, is not just Duluth, but International Falls, the icebox of the nation, is having one of their coldest winters ever, which I think is just also just amazing. Wow, what a terrific time we're having. The snow conditions are not quite the same. One of the prices you pay by having real cold weather is that you don't get as much snow. And when you do get snow, as we got this week, it doesn't really amount to that much. Yesterday, the temperatures warmed up. In some places, it probably got near 30 degrees. Where I was, it never got above mid-20s. But we did get some snow. We got a couple inches of snow. And then, of course, during the night, with the winds coming through, the temperature dropped again. And this morning, it was well below zero. Yeah, quite amazing. Now, there's a couple of questions, a couple of concerns we have. Not bad concerns, just interesting observational concerns. One of them is just how much of the lake of Lake Superior is going to freeze this year before it's all over. Next, will there be a ice bridge from the mainland out to Isle Royale? There's some questions being asked about that one. And then the other one is not a question as much as a fact, which is kind of amazing. I hope you've had the chance to get over to see the ice caves over in Wisconsin near Bayfield. But the walk over to the ice cave usually doesn't open until February. Well, it's already open for this year, which I think is also of interest. So a lot of fascinating things going on in the world of weather. Also, the days keep getting longer. Today, we are having the first sunset at 5 p.m. for the first time in about 3 months. So the days are getting longer. 1 week from today, we will be in February. The first week of February is about midwinter, if you go by the calendar. And so, once again, another sign of moving on. In the world of birds, I've been having the same birds coming to the bird feeder for weeks. I call them the same six. They are great companions. You know, when it gets real cold, there's a tendency to spend a little bit more time indoors. And when that happens, watching the bird feeder becomes very important. And the same, having those companions, the same six species showing up every time is just terrific. Well, this week I had a number seven. The number seven that came by was a northern shrike. Now, if you know anything about northern shrikes, they are one of the misfits of the world of nature. They are technically classified as a songbird, but they have a behavioral life as a predator. They have a long hooked beak, but they do not have talons, so they're not classified as a raptor. They feed on small mammals and small birds. And this one, coming to the bird feeder as it did, was not interested in the sunflower seeds or the suet. It was interested in those small birds. The small birds, the chickadees and nuthatches that have been at the feeder, of course, are very aware of this bigger bird showing up, and they quickly dispersed. And so the shrike didn't catch anything, but they have done it on occasion. Now, what they do when they catch something is they don't have the strength of their talons or their feet to rip it apart, so they will hang it or impale it on some branches of a tree or even a barbed wire fence, and then they will proceed to rip it apart, and that's why the bird is also known as a butcher bird. But one of them did come by. I didn't see it come by a second time, so we'll see. I think on a winter like this, they have a pretty tough time. Other birds of note, there's been some reports of pine grosbeaks showing up. That has been, they were very rare beginning of the winter, but it's nice to hear that some are showing up now. Late winter, we tend to get more of the northern owls coming down. The hawk owls have been showing up, and great grays, a few great grays, but it's probably the snowy owl that gets more of the interest right now. And then there's a couple of other birds that are not present, which I think is interesting. Thanks to the cold, there are a few birds that usually hang around in the area, and sometimes in pretty good numbers, that have been present, but present a lot less this winter, and that's namely the gulls and the crows. A few of them around, yes, but nothing like there isn't sometimes. Thanks to the snow being packed down as it is and getting a new little light snow on the top, we've had some wonderful tracks. Yesterday, where I was out cross-country skiing, and I scared up a pair of grouse that were buried in the snow. And then as I went on, I saw some fresh tracks of snowshoe hare and deer mice and fox and coyote. The coyote was interesting. Coyotes tend to be, they don't tend to group up too much, but this was a pair of them because they do have, their mating season is going on now. And then I saw porcupines. The porcupines have a winter where they pretty much just go back and forth between their den and their favorite feeding site, which is usually up in a tree. And they don't seem to pay too much attention to the weather or what time of day. They just go there when they're hungry and come down when they're finished. And anyway, I found the fresh tracks of those as well. The other thing of note is that this time of winter, even though it's cold, even though it's late January, this is the time when the baby cubs are born from the bears. And so, yes, there's that side of it going on, too. Yeah, we are going to keep your eyes open. We're going to have a wonderful ending to this terrific month. So get out there and enjoy. Take care.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.